from the Autoglass America Studios. It's the Bone Daily Rewind Show with a cat named Mo and Geo.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
It's a glorious day, man.
We appreciate it. Well,
the excitement is in the air.
I can tell we have two calls. The city is aflame.
There is a buzz because Force Friday is happening at 12:01.
Force Friday again, for those that don't know.
It's for Star Wars. It's when all the new merchandise from the new movie, The Last Jedi, is released onto the world.
Okay.
So there's going to be a run on stuff at like midnight.
Well,
there's a couple figures that I need to get. I need to try and lock down.
You did not, while not stating what the strategy was, did say that you had a strategy. We have on the line James, who works at one of said stores.
Oh, this is gonna be
and
great.
He says he's got some inside scoop. James?
Hey, so I'm going to say a friend of mine works at this store, but no one actually knows that this store is going to be carrying anything.
Right.
We'll just call it, it's a technology company and the Pear Store.
All right.
Okay.
They're going to be carrying pretty much everything and a lot more, surprisingly.
So they'll have more that the other stores don't have?
Exclusive stuff, yes.
They open at midnight?
No, they open normal hours.
Ah, it's just a thing.
No one knows that anything's going to be there.
But no, that's good.
So what, you're going to go, you're going to be up at midnight and then you're going to go to said
yes.
store later?
You have to. That's the way it goes.
Interesting. Okay. All right. And you're positive about this, James? Your friends gave you good intel?
Yes.
Yeah, I can't be getting into fake news, man.
Yeah.
A
technology store.
You'll probably be able to check it out tonight at midnight on their website.
Okay. All
interesting.
Right. Fair enough. Thanks for the heads up, James. Nerd.
What's a store?
Well, I was going to say, can you put them on hold so I can get their store? And
you guys are being stupid right now, right?
No.
He gave you the store.
Okay, calm down.
Jeez. God, you're going to call names.
This is, don't ruin my day, man.
I'm not like, trying to ruin
it. Force Friday in a couple hours.
I know what it is.
You're blowing
I know
it
what
for
it
me.
Is. It's Nerdyville. Derek, what do you got?
Hey, Gio, why aren't you talking about the biggest announcement for Star Wars toys today?
What's that?
The UCS Millennium Falcon.
Oh, I saw that.
Wait a minute. Now you pique my interest. The what Millennium Falcon?
Ultimate Collector Series. It's 7,541 pieces.
Yeah, Legos.
Star Wars greatness.
Oh, my God.
Man, it'd be a run on those. I bet they got one for every store.
I bet you they're I bet you they're $500.
$800.
Oh!
Yeah, I'm it, man.
Now, I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm not one of you nerds, but a ultimate collector's edition of the Millennium Falcon.
These don't come around all the time.
No, they don't.
Oh, the set will be in October 1st.
Yeah, you want to hear the great thing about it?
What is that?
Old ones. The first model that came out, they sold for $500 when they were released. You can't buy one for less than $4,000 today.
Yeah. See, it's an investment, you guys.
I'm buying two of them. I got in a car accident to buy two of them.
My man.
Wait a minute. How do you think that you're going to be able to grab two of those Millennium Falcons?
Why not?
Just go on the Lego store on October 1st and just get in line.
So you're going to the Lego store at Lego City.
Well, I'm gonna try to get one online first, and then I'll go to the store later on. But then they also get them at the downtown Legoland.
Right. Wow. So, $800. Yeah. That's a lot of cheddar, man. All right, Derek.
I mean, 3 years, man. It's probably gonna be worth triple that. So.
Yeah, you're probably not if they're making unlimited amounts of them.
Well, they always go up in price. They didn't make unlimited amounts of the last one.
Right.
It's just that a lot of them just kind of get broken apart.
Right, and the pieces lost. Yeah, you're right.
Exactly.
All right, Derek, thanks. All right.
Hey, wait. I'm walking into the Toys R Us right now. If I see anything, I'll call back and let you know.
All right, thanks, nerd.
All right, later.
Why you gotta be a dick to the guy on the way out?
How was I a dick to him?
Listen, man, I'm gonna be all about that Admiral Akbar Black Series 6-inch 2-pack.
Admiral Akbar from Return of the Jedi?
Yeah, man.
Oh, man, the one with the puppet mouth.
It's an exclusive. It's only at the Toys R Us. Man, I gotta get it, dude.
Wasn't he in one of, wasn't he the one with the Asian alien?
No, yeah, he looks, well, no,
yeah,
kind of.
Yeah. Yeah, and I wasn't a big fan of Admiral Akbar.
I'm all in, dude. I can't wait.
He seems shady to me.
Look right here. Here it is. Yeah. That's what I'm going for. That's my crown jewel for the evening.
Let me tell you something.
The Admiral Akbar First Order Officer 2-pack.
And you can take this to the bank. Out of every Star Wars character there, if I was a detective and I needed to check somebody's hard drive, Admiral Akbar would be the first one I'd check.
Calm down.
I'm just saying.
But you can only
shady.
You can only get this figure at the Toys R Us. It's exclusive.
Okay. All right.
So I'm making a beeline right for whatever else is kind of, you know, milling around trying to figure out what's going on. I'm getting my figure right off the peg.
So in other words, you can't get that at Target?
No.
Okay, but what about the exclusives that Target's going to have? Because it seems like everybody's getting exclusives.
Target has one as well.
And what
they got an exclusive Stormtrooper.
Oh, you're gonna forego the exclusive Stormtrooper for Admiral Akbar?
Most of the Targets don't open until tomorrow. So I'll be there tomorrow for the open. Listen, man.
You know you have a show to do tomorrow.
I had a whole year to plan for this. I'm ready to go.
All right.
This time tomorrow, I will have my Admiral Akbar First Order Officer Black Series 6-inch 2-pack, and I will have the brand new Luke Skywalker.
Okay.
From The Last Jedi.
All right, fair enough.
It's a great day. This is
I don't know about that.
This is by far one of my favorite days of the entire year, and listen, there's going to be a huge crowd trying to get into the Toys R Us.
Yeah,
that's how things go, man.
Great disturbance in the Nerdiforce.
It's his Black Friday.
Listen.
Whoa.
What?
Oh, no.
No, that's a
thing. Listen.
Yeah. Listen.
That's a thing, guys. Okay,
black,
calm down.
White. Everybody's welcome.
Everybody's welcome.
Everybody's
yeah.
welcome, Jericho.
Yeah, calm
it's
down. Blacks ain't got a shop on their own day. It ain't like that no more.
Force Friday.
Yeah, Force Friday.
We accept everyone in the galaxy.
Even though there weren't no black people in the first Star Wars.
Ain't no Calrissian.
No, he wasn't in the first one. He was in the second one. We had to make an uproar, and then they put a black brother. They put a brother in there.
There had to be somebody in the cantina or something.
Star Wars was Lily White.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
That's just your opinion, dude.
No, it's the movie.
I think there were
there
some
black. There was no black people in there.
Check the cantina scene.
I'm telling you, there were no black people.
Go back to Tatooine and check
all
the
right.
cantina scene.
I guess I'll have to. The Jawas weren't black, just so you know.
How do you know?
They weren't.
Just because they were under those hoods. You yeah. don't know that.
Oh, so we got hoodies. So we were the hoodie.
You know,
hood
I'm
rats
saying,
of Star Wars.
You don't know. You know for sure.
All right, you may be right.
And then they brought in Lando Calrissian.
Yeah.
Colt 45.
Hell yeah. Listen, who was one of the coolest characters in the whole Star Wars universe. So we ain't mad at you, Lucas.
Yeah, but he was a traitor.
No, he was a hustler.
He turned Han Solo over to Darth Vader.
He gave
up the whole city.
No, Darth Vader, hold on. Darth Vader lied to Lando. Remember what Lando says? He's not even after you. He's after some Skywalker. Remember that great scene?
Yeah, but he also said that Chewie and Leia could stay in Cloud City, and he took them with him. That was his fault.
Darth Vader lied to him.
Lando was a bitch.
The
man was a two-faced bitch. He did.
He got lied to.
That doesn't matter.
He got lied to, and in the end, he saved everybody.
The man betrayed everyone.
He gave
up the whole damn city.
When Solo went into that carbonite freezing, who was it that did all of the digitation to make sure that he was all right?
The man gave up to turn his back on a city, entire city. Turned his back.
Right.
Gave it up to the Empire.
You ain't even right.
I think the guy's a jerk-off.
He was cool.
He should not be celebrated for anything,
he was
anything more.
And if you remember...
Cut the music.
No, if you remember, he was the one that saved the whole rebellion because it was him that noted, that said, the shields are up. He goes, and I remember the scene, how can they put up their shields if they don't know where... It's a trap! And then he was the one that told everybody to swing up. Had he not done that, bam, 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 thank you, ma'am, the whole rebellion's crushed.
Lando Calrissian did not say it's a trap. That was Admiral Akbar.
Lando Calrissian was the one that said, was the first one to said, he goes, how can they have their shields up if they don't know
the
where?
Man,
then he paused.
The man turned his back on an entire city.
He saved the rebellion.
An entire city.
Saved the rebellion.
You can't come back from that.
He saved the rebellion.
No, Lando Calrissian was the Kathy Griffin of the galaxy.
Oh, whatever.
You can't come back and try to take back your apology now once you already screwed everybody.
The Kathy Griffin of the galaxy.
That's a fact, man.
Yeah, whatever. All right, Jerrica.
Okay. Well, this kind of ties in. Seth MacFarlane has a new Fox sci-fi comedy, Geo. I don't know if you're interested in this.
I actually saw the preview for this, and it looks really funny.
It does look really funny.
It's kind of like a Star Trek spoof.
But yeah, it's a Star Trek. We were talking Star Wars.
Yeah, well,
it doesn't really tie in.
Okay. Whatever.
Jerrica,
same difference.
What are your thoughts on Lando Calrissian?
Okay, moving on.
Thank you.
Disneyland Paris is apologizing to a 3-year-old little boy, Noah, who was told he can't dress up like a princess when his family wanted to have him participate in the Princess for a Day since he's a fan of Elsa from Frozen.
Oh.
What do you guys think about that? Do you think that Disney should have a say-so on whether or not your son or daughter participates in events?
And I'll tell you why Lando Calrissian was a creep.
Okay.
Because... not only did he screw Han Solo over, but then he put his clothes on. He's wearing Han Solo's clothes on the Millennium Falcon. That's just creepy,
hey,
dude.
Man, the guy had to leave Cloud City in a hurry.
Listen, but you got to...
S was going bad.
Still, you screw your boy over, and then you got the nerve to go in and wear his clothes, wear the man's clothes.
You need to... As a matter of fact, he save the rebellion, Lando Calrissian saved Han Solo's life because he was the one that told him Boba Fett was behind him when they were about to throw him into the Sarnac pit.
You don't wear a man's clothes. You don't go on his ship and wear his clothes. Why don't you just wear what you're wearing?
You get the blood.
Why do you change his clothes?
Man had to have a change of clothes.
That's a dick move, man.
No, you need to watch Return of the Jedi
again. Please, that's a dick
move.
That's
what you need to do.
Wearing a man's clothes.
Gio, can I just say something and defend you? Because Mo called you a nerd, but really, you sound like a nerd with him. So I don't understand why you keep calling him and other people nerds.
Jerrica, everybody's seen Star Wars.
I'm a fan of the movies, but I'm not standing outside in the freezing cold at midnight to get a toy.
I got
to
get the figure.
Yeah. Scott, who did you want? Who is black? Who are you telling me is black? Scott.
Hey, Mo, how you doing?
Hey, who was black?
Well, Darth Vader, I mean, he was played by a white guy, but he had a smooth voice.
No, get out of here,
Scott. We love you, though.
Come on.
All right, go ahead. So Paris said, Paris Disneyland said that...
is it really that interesting now?
Yeah, little Billy can't dress up as princess.
Yeah, because he's not a girl.
That's silly.
Right?
It's kids. Let them do whatever the hell they want.
Yeah, but then you have anarchy. I agree with Paris Disney.
No. Yeah. Let them do whatever they want.
Yeah, do that in the privacy of your own home.
Wow, that's wrong.
Oh, that's...
Let the kids, the happiest place on earth. Let them
do
what
they want. Who are you to say something?
What do you think? I care? I don't care.
I've got Exhibit A for you right here.
Okay.
The Vader's agreed to turn Leia and Chewie over to me. You'll have to stay here, but at least they'll be safe. Vader's giving him to the bounty hunter. He doesn't want you at all. He's after somebody called a Skywalker.
See, I
Lord
said
Vader
that.
Lord Vader said a crap. Yeah, well, he's on his way. Stop! I've done all I can.
You did nothing.
Jerrica, what did I say?
I said nothing.
I said that Vader lied to him, and he said he doesn't even want... Because Lando has no allegiance to Skywalker. He doesn't even know his name.
Lando was a bitch.
Nah, Lando was smooth.
The man turned his back on an entire city. And for that, I cannot respect you.
Lando has the best entrance of any character in Star Wars, walking out with his cape flowing on the deck of Cloud... What was it, Bespin? Was that the Cloud City?
This dummy didn't even know the shield was still up.
Jordan, we've got to be able to get some kind of reading on that shield, up or down. Well, how could they be jamming us if they don't know?
Look at him all confused.
See, no.
Look at him all confused, man.
You realize the clips that he's playing is substantiating what I said. How can they be jamming us if they don't know where? It's a trap.
Listen, the guy is all confused. He should not be in a position of leadership.
Play that last one more time.
No, we're good.
Oh, come on, man.
Jerrica's got to go on.
She ain't got to do nothing. All right, stupid Jerrica.
Break off the attack. The shield is still up.
There you go.
All craft, pull up. Fighters coming in. Accelerate to attack speed.
This guy didn't know what he was doing.
He literally saved the rebellion. They'd all been crashing in the glass if it wasn't for Lando. The coolest character in Star Wars. I stand by that assertion, if you will. Shields are up.
Guy was a bitch.
It's a trip. It's a trap. They got us in a trap. The bitch set me up. Pull up.
Happy Force Friday, everybody.
Roger, what did you want to say?
All right, Mo, first of all, it's a trap. That's how it goes.
Yeah.
Second of all, not only was Lando wearing his clothes after the fact, he was trying to bang his girl the whole time.
That's true.
And that's the only reason that he turned around.
Princess Leia.
He saw Leia's little pouty eyes, and he's like, yep. All right.
Hold on, Roger. Roger. In Lando's defense, Princess Leia's brother was trying to bang her. Everybody was trying to bang her.
Yeah, I mean, I can't blame him for that either.
There you go.
Lando knew that she was Han's girl.
Yeah, thank you, Roger.
Yeah, no, he knew. And right away.
Okay, Roger. But Lando also knew that the Millennium Falcon was Han Solo's, but he took that?
And put on his clothes? That's creepy, man.
Oh, yeah. No, but that was after the fact. He was still playing that game. Listen, Han Solo was in Carbonite. Listen, he sees her sad eyes.
Princess Leia had not declared love for anybody. She was open territory. She was fair game.
No, excuse me, sir. Hold on one second. Right before he goes into the Carbonite, classic quote, I love you, I know.
Yeah, but that was after Lando was laying the moves down. It was too late at that point. She should have said.
Oh, no, I know, but I'm saying the reason he turned back around in the Millennium Falcon at the end was to get
pouty
eyes, right?
Yeah, thanks, Roger. Oh, I forgot. Roger reminded me. He saved Luke Skywalker's life. He turned the Millennium Falcon back around to get Luke, who had got bitched out by Darth Vader, lost his hand, and was hanging there like a dummy.
You are out of your damn mind.
I just explained to you that Lando not only saved Han Solo, but Luke Skywalker and the entire rebellion, and he wasn't the most key figure in Star Wars.
Don't be trying to explain Star Wars to me, man.
I just did. I just broke
the
it down for you.
The only reason they went back to save Luke was because Leia told him.
Yeah, but he didn't have to. What was Leia going to do?
She's a Jedi.
She didn't know she was a Jedi at that point.
But she had the Force.
She didn't know it, though.
And Chewie said, go. And Lando, okay.
Now we have maybe Chewie. I forgot. Chewie did kind of.
Yes. Yeah, get out of your Lando Calrissian propaganda.
Sarah, you're supposed to be doing news here.
The man was a bitch.
Well, yeah, I am supposed to be doing news, but apparently something else is better, so, you know.
Give us one more story.
Are you sure?
Yes, what do you have?
Okay. Let me skip this other one.
All right, hold on. You don't get to skip it without this.
Hey, that's not even my fault.
She tried to beat the buzzer, Gio.
The man turned his back on the entire
turned
city.
Turned his back. He saved. I just realized that he saved everybody's ass. You ought to be lucky. All right, go ahead.
Okay, a private school in Maryland has made a decision about the Washington Redskins NFL logo and team name. A letter from the head of school announced any and all Washington Redskins gear will be banned from the school premises heading forward. In a lengthy letter, head of school Neil M. Brown said third graders and sixth graders raised questions in class, which made obviously a big deal.
Right.
Teachers and parents and stuff were talking about it. The term Redskins is a racial slur. Its use, whether intentional or not, can be deeply insulting and upset, offensive. Oh, my God. You guys got me like...
we didn't say a word. Yeah.
I know, but now I'm thinking of Star Wars, and I don't even watch Star Wars. Offensive. So it's not like you guys are going to comment, but what do you think about this?
I wasn't even paying attention.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, okay. Again.
I mean, I'm sorry.
Daryl's online, too, if you want to take his call.
Listen, we know, so listen.
Yeah.
All right. Now the lines are blowing up. Daryl, what did you want to say?
Well, Han got the Millennium Falcon out of a giant meteor eel unscathed.
Yeah, but he was the dummy that put it in there.
All right, well, he got it out unscathed. Lando couldn't even blow up an old Death Star without knocking out the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Listen, how is that Lando's fault? Listen, that the Wi-Fi had to be knocked out first?
Listen, I don't know how the hell we got on this, but clearly Tampa Bay agrees with me. As they often do.
No, not really. Mike, what did you want to say about black people in Star Wars?
All right, Mo, so here's the breakdown. There is a total of 6 black characters in all the Star Wars movies. Only one of them appears twice in 2 different movies. That's Lando.
Right.
And of the other 5, only one of them actually has a line.
Exactly. And there are none in the original Star Wars. None.
Not a single one.
Not a single
one.
Listen, man, Samuel L. Jackson was in Star Wars.
No, he was in those crappy
prequels.
Mace Windu, man.
Yeah, thank you, Mace Windu.
That's got to count for something.
Yeah, it sounds like Windex. Thanks, Mike. See, Mike agrees with me. Let's go to, you know how we got on this? Because it's Farce Friday, and you're going to be out there.
1201, man.
Zach, go ahead. What did you want to say?
Hey, man, love the show.
Thank you.
Just wanted to give Lando credit for blowing up the second Death Star.
He did. That's right. I forgot about that. He blew up the second.
He was the hero.
Yes.
It didn't matter at that point.
What do you mean it didn't matter?
The second Death Star.
That was the whole point of the movie.
He wasn't going to do anything at that point. He'd already been blown up.
For years.
Listen, Luke had already been there, done that, man.
Oh, okay.
So, you're that Lando Calrissian swooping in trying to pick up the scraps?
Zach,
get out of here.
You understand what I got to deal with, Zach? Thank you for pointing that out.
Get out of here.
All right.
Luke, already been there, done that.
But then they rebuilt it.
But it didn't work.
Well, maybe if Luke had killed Darth Vader and the Empire Strikes Back, so they wouldn't have built the second one.
You're trying to take credit that Lando swooped in and tried to blow up the half-assed Death Star?
Lando saved everybody. Steve, last call. What was your point?
You guys both bring up really valid points.
Thank you.
To say Lando is one of the best characters, kind of a stretch, but at the end of the day, he did save. He saved them all.
He saved everybody. Yeah.
He did. But he made some mistakes. He made some serious mistakes. But you know, he said, you know what? I'm messing up here. This is not right.
Yeah.
I'm going to fix it right now. In Empire. And Jedi, he totally convinced Ackbar, hey, Ackbar, don't bitch out, man.
Yeah.
We got to stay here. We got to stay the course and blow this thing up. That thing was fully operational. It was totally active.
Thank you, Steve. Yeah, you about to buy a bitch now. Ackbar was Lando's bitch.
If not for Lando Calrissian, Luke Skywalker would still have a hand.
No, that was his bad Jedi training.
He let Darth Vader into Cloud City. He's the one that he's the reason that Return of the Jedi or The Empire Strikes Back.
Right.
The reason they struck back was because Lando Calrissian let him strike back. He's the one that brought him in. They were hiding in Cloud City for refuge. And what did he do? He invited the Empire in, set up the trap, and then sent the entire movie down to a spiral.
Here's where I'm about to school you on Star Wars, my friend. You know why Darth Vader was at Bespin, a.k.a. Cloud City? Because Solo's dumbass didn't realize that Boba Fett had his ship stuck to the was around, and when he went into light speed, he didn't notice that there was another ship going into light speed following him.
That's just your opinion, dude.
No, that was actually a scene in the movie
that's not happening.
Where the Millennium Falcon went into light speed and then Boba Fett's ship followed suit.
Lando Calrissian still turned his back on his quote-unquote friends, and he's the reason the entire movie, that's the reason that Strikes Back ends the way it does.
Darth Vader lied to him. He said he ain't even after you. He wants some fool called Skywalker. I don't know him.
Calrissian was a bitch.
All right, fair enough. You get your Ackbar. Have fun playing with your collector's edition Admiral Ackbar.
The man should not be celebrated for anything more than a traitor.
Coolest character in Star Wars. Jerrica, whose side are you on?
I'm on my own side. You guys are, my head hurts. I don't even know what's happening.
It's Force Friday, man.
Yeah, Force Friday.
See you at midnight.
No, you won't.
Hell
not
yeah.
Me. You won't see me.
Got to get that two-pack.
Do what you got to do. Let me know how that Ackbar doll.
When we come back, this is going to pain me.
Uh-oh. Got to say I'm right again?
You son of a bitch. When we come back, I'm going to tell you why this bastard right here was right again.
Again, people.
And when I read the article, I just shook my damn head.
Oh, I can't wait for this.
I'll tell you why Maurice Jovan Billington was 100% right when we come back.
It's the BDRS. Don't you go anywhere.
It's the Bone Daily Rewind Show with a cat named Mo and Gio.